There's your introduction, Dervla Kerr. Did you hear it?
I did. I'm really impressed.
Isn't that, you see, that didn't happen by accident. We made that happen. Good afternoon. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good. You're one of those people I feel like I know, although I've never met. You know, because you've been on telly for so long and all your a lot of your characters were very friendly, open characters, you know. So do you get that a lot, that people feel they know you?
Yeah, and people are incredibly warm. And I'd like to think I was very approachable, that people could always come up and say hello to me and talk to me.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
very important to me, you know.
Maybe not after this one.
No.
I don't know how it pans out. I've only seen the first episode, but it's brilliant. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
So if people were listening and paying attention to the ads, they'll know that Smother starts at 9:30 on Sunday, and it stars Dervla Kerwin, who's on the line talking to us now. That was just the preamble. There's the official intro. Right. Okay. So it's written by Kate O'Riordan.
Yes.
And it's set in County Clare, and the landscape and the house are nearly big characters in the drama, aren't they?
Very much so. Very imposing. Very much a reflection of the privilege and wealth of the family and the power that they've wielded in this town. I think that's very important and recognisable as a dynamic for a lot of people in Ireland. And let's just say Val has a unique way of manipulating the truth. That's
your character, Val. And there's no spoilers, because it happens in the first 2 minutes. We see Dennis, Val's husband, being killed.
Very much so. Sorry to talk off you, there, Ray. He's a very much a. He'll be revealed to be quite a psychological terrorist, shall we put it that way? And it's a highly dysfunctional family. So, you know, universally recognisable as families go.
Dysfunctional, yes. And a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama.
Lot of drama. And I'm supported. I hate the word supported, actually. It's a very much an ensemble piece. With a fantastic cast. So I feel very excited about it, because I think it's really good work, and it does deliver. It's Celtic noir.
Celtic noir, right.
Yeah, Celtic noir, definitely.
I can see it now. People are sitting down to watch it on Sunday night with their popcorn or whatever they're sitting down with, and they'll be Googling, where is that house? I want to live in that house.
I think it was a hotel.
Right.
Like a boutique-y hotel. And then, as luck would have it, and this is a terrible way of looking at the pandemic, they sort of closed for the year and we were able to film there.
Right.
And they were very accommodating. But it is the most beautiful, breathtaking place. It really is astonishing.
Yes, it is. It is.
Now,
the supporting cast is amazing as well. Shauna Kerslake, who's a brilliant actor.
Superb.
Plays one of your three daughters in it.
Yes, we're very much a blended family. It's a very complicated family dynamic. She plays my youngest. And I don't want to say too much about her either.
There's
so much that I could say that would blow the story out of the water. And I just want to try and tantalize. That's what we want to do.
Yes.
Drag the punters in and see what they see. You know, it's up to them at the end of the day. It's a great piece of entertainment. And it is really beautifully shot by Cathal Waters and beautifully directed by Dahi. So I genuinely am excited. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you do a job and you think, oh, God, I've got to flog this one. Oh, God, that's like an albatross around my neck.
Yeah.
But this is not the case. It's exciting. And Le Hinch was fantastic to work in. The people were there were just amazing. You know, really accommodating and generous to us down there. It was wonderful.
Yeah. And people will see Le Hinch and its glory and the house and the sea and all that sort of thing. The big thing about the first episode, I'm just warning people, is that they might need a notebook and a pencil just to follow the relationships. Because as you say, it's a blended family, and just to spot who's who and whose children are whose children and who's related to who.
But once you've got that worked out, I'm not even going to go and open that one. I'm not going back to that Pandora box.
Yeah,
But once it is, I think it's pretty... I think that's a good sign for a thriller, though.
Yeah.
It should be complex. It should demand you engaging as a member of the audience. It is a whodunit. It is. And because it has all those qualities, it makes it a really interesting investment of your time.
And the main event in the first episode is your character's 50th birthday.
It is, yeah.
Which
yeah.
involved an awful lot of acting on your part.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. God, I really had to research that one. Yeah. Well, listen, to be fair now, my birthday is not until October.
Ah, right.
Not until October the 21st. But I do think what's significant about that, Ray, is that a lot of people see it as an enormous milestone and a point where it causes a lot of reflection on your life. And she has this catastrophic, cataclysmic event that happens in the first episode. Her husband dies, which opens a real, reveals a hell of a lot of secrets that she has to. She's been very choosy, shall we say, with how she's viewed her life. She's, you know, the rose-tinted glasses kind of version.
Right.
And that's ripped off her. And she has to really face up to a few demons that she's colluded in, shall we say.
Right. And now back to reality. Soul to soul used to say.
Please, let's not do reality. You can't do any more reality.
No, but what about your 50th? Because you've just described that it's a moment in your life when you reflect and all that. So will it be that for you?
I don't know. I think I've had enough reflection now in the last year with the old pandemic staring at the four walls. It's been very good for me to have this time at home, but I'm a workaholic, really. I love being busy and I love people. And so it's been very difficult being stuck. Yeah, I'm feeling very stuck.
Are you? You know? Yeah.
Of course. I
was looking at your IMDb. And you've nearly worked every year. There was a couple of breaks, and they sort of coincide with the births of Peter and Florence, your
That's
children.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I was able to plot it out. So you've been very lucky. Well, not lucky, but you've been in demand over the years, and you've worked really hard.
I have worked. And listen, behind any career, you know, it may all look wonderful and glitzy to what we present to the public, but we all know that it's been a hard old battle. It's all slog at the end of the day, isn't it?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, well, I suppose you and I are lucky in that you spotted early on that you had a little bit of an aptitude for the acting. And then
it did,
You found somebody or people along the way who were willing to pay you to do it. So that's that's
lucky,
isn't it?
And I think it's very difficult for kids nowadays. If you're sitting there, trying to study in this ridiculous time, thinking, what am I going to do with my life? I was very lucky. I made a decision and I persevered with it.
Yeah.
I think that's half the battle in life. You just have to try and persevere and make a decision and work hard. Keep your head down, your nose clean, and work hard.
What age were you when Ballykiss Angel was around?
It's about 250 years ago now.
I saw your picture on the cover of Ireland's Own. Did you know you were on the cover of Ireland's Own?
No, I've made
yes,
it. My
yes.
mother would be delighted.
There you go. You've made it on the cover of Ireland's Own. Yes. That's.
Oh, please send me it. I'll have to get it sent and I'll have it framed.
Yeah, yeah.
In the bathroom.
Well, your ex is in the picture with you, you know. So.
Listen.
That's
good times and sad times.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Big lessons were learned, you know.
So, speaking of partners, Rupert is your hubby, father to your two kids, all that. And
I hope he's the father of my two kids, so I'll have something to explain.
We're not in Smother now, we're in reality. Back to reality.
We're in reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was reading in the Sunday Independent magazine that Holly Willoughby has a crush on your husband.
A massive crush. Listen, though, I think to be fair, it's a lovely, wonderful joke as well.
Right.
I mean, I think the world of her, but it's hilarious, really. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, because I get to see the reality of him. she just gets to see the glossy glamour, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You've a pet name for Holly Willoughby in your house, I believe.
Well, no, that actually came to be fair now. Do you know, my mother read the article and she rang me all panicked. She said, oh, God, what have you said? Is it litigious? I said, Mummy, for goodness sake. She said, well, you know, you don't, because she's so worried, you know.
Yeah.
I said, Mum, listen, Keith Lemon, who's a very famous comedian, has always referred to her as Holloway Willoughby Booby.
Right.
And that's how I refer to her, with love.
You know?
I mean, listen, Ray.
It's affectionate.
She's 10 years younger than me. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's blonde. She's super successful. Yeah. Why would I be intimidated by that?
Because you're charismatic, funny, warm, engaging.
Ray.
Yeah.
You got in there quick.
No, but you're, great to hear, Dervla. Looking forward to Sunday. Much love and best luck. Pam, we were great friends at school and had so many laughs.
Oh, I love Pam. I know exactly who you are, darling. Thank you so much.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to Loretto High School, Beaufort. But when I started acting, they kicked me out. The nuns said I was an unnecessary influence on the girls.
Right.
But, you know, that's the nuns for you. They did me an unintentional great favour, you see, really, because they set me on my road. And then I went to Sandymount for a year, and that's where I met Pam. And and then I just sort of left and carried on with my life.
Right.
And worked, you know.
Trish Bradley has been on. She says, I listen every day outside of Philadelphia, just wondering how Dervla got on perfecting her Delaware County accent for her new movie, Last Call. It's one of a kind. I know I have one. So there, that's a niche question for you there.
I don't know what she's talking about. I'm not actually playing a woman from Clare, to be fair.
No,
I'm
Delaware.
Delaware.
Yes.
What is she talking about?
She's just wondering how Dervla got on perfecting her Delaware County accent for her new movie, Last Call. Are you in a movie called Last Call?
I think I am. I think I did a voiceover for it. Right. I don't know anymore. Right. I think I've got like early Alzheimer's.
Do you do voiceovers for Marks and Spencer's?
Do I do voiceovers for Marks? Is the Pope a Catholic?
Yes. Right. Give us your voiceover voice there.
I can't do that now.
You can't do it on demand.
Hours to get it. All right.
Or is it contractually you can't do it?
And I need to be looking at a packet of Percy Pigs for that.
Right, okay. They were involved in Brexit, weren't they, Percy Pigs? Listen, we've run out of time, as they say, in all the best radio shows. 9:30 Sunday night, Smother, starring Dervla Kerwin. And whenever you're in town again, you might come in and say hello to us. It'd be great to see you in the flesh.
I would love that. I'd love to see what you look like.
I'll send you a picture along with Ireland's own. Good luck. See you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Anish Doshan, I'm the Fee Skelton and Oak to Lacotte Wallace.